Mentors basically are a friend to the vets that are in the program. They're there to talk to them when their probation officer is not available, or just to have someone to sit down and discuss their problems with, to help them overcome any issues that they're facing on an immediate basis.
You established the Veterans Treatment Court in 2013. What special challenges do vets face in the legal system?
Well, what we're seeing is the modern-day veteran coming back from overseas on multiple deployments. They're coming back with some specialized issues such as post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, depression, alcoholism, substance abuse, and the like. And we're finding a lot of these young men and women weren't involved in the criminal justice system before they went into the military. So we're trying to address those issues that are the result of their service-related issues and trying to help them through the criminal justice system. Some of these individuals come back and they get involved, and they don't know how they got there. They just wake up one day and they're involved in the criminal justice system, so we're trying to help them.
The training session for the first class of mentors began on August 15th. How's it going so far? What do you hear from the people in the program?
Well, I hear a lot of positive things from the program. A lot of our veterans that are in the program are appreciative to having someone to talk to, and that's what they are. They're not someone that's going to run and tell the court what they're talking about. Their conversations are confidential. It's somebody that they can call up when they're in need, and they don't have to worry about it getting reported back to the court.
To apply to be a mentor, people must be current or honorably discharged service members. Is legal experience required? What else? What other skills do you need?
The only skills that we need is someone who is honorably discharged or active in the military now. They have a compassion to help their fellow veterans, and they have time. There's no legal requirement required whatsoever. We provide all information and all training that they need.
Are you still looking for more volunteers?
We certainly are. We're in a need of volunteers. We have about 50 veterans in the program right now, and we don't have nearly enough mentors. We need a lot of people to step forward, because the more we have, the easier it is to divide up the time among all the mentors.
And the vets must feel like they've really got somebody in their corner.
Well, I hope so. We have teamed up with the Veterans Administration benefits here. We have a Veterans Outreach Coordinator. We have a probation officer who is a disabled veteran himself. We have individuals that help the veterans help find employment after we treat their needs. We have a mentor coordinator, someone that is assigning the mentors to be with an individual veteran that's in the program. We try to match them up by age, gender, what conflict they were involved in, and most importantly, the service that they served in.
It really does sound like you don't want to leave any service member behind.
That is absolutely, and that's the whole motivation behind this, is to help these veterans. If anyone needs a second chance, it's the veterans who have served, and some have come back with severe problems, and we want to make sure that we treat those problems and help them be prosperous in their communities, and also help heal any wounds and help them with their family relationships as well.
You can find out how to get more information about the Montgomery County Veterans Treatment Court Mentors Program on our website at wnku.org under local news. Judge Dennis Atkins, good luck with the program. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.